Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. I am Jay Figg.
Hi.
This is Dan Day.
I am Dan Day with my mic off.
And this is Marcos.
It is I.
Gonzalez, art god, savvy. Let's get into some Panthers talk. Oh my goodness, you had that 7-game streak of scoring points. Rising in the standings. You lose the other night to the Flyers. That's okay. You know, you're missing a couple of people. Bobrovsky was out. Anthony Duclair out. Sam Bennett out. You said, okay, bump in the road. It's NHL. It's professional sports. We'll get them back. Play the Maple Leafs. You really can go out there and say, okay, we're right. We're good. You have another terrible second period, and now you're still in the playoff hunt, but man, that one really took me down a little bit right there. Took me down a little bit. I believe the Panthers will make the playoffs. After that, I can't make any promises. I don't know about you, Marcos.
Yeah, okay, so the Panthers and the Miami Heat have mirrored each other for like quite some time. It seemed like last year they played on the same day every year, and it seems like this year the trend of their seasons has mirrored each other.
Yeah.
So the Panthers were a little bit ahead of the Heat in that they had picked up momentum. They had picked up a solid win streak of some sort, getting close to the playoffs. And they were in the wait-and-see mode. Have the Panthers figured it out? Is this what we've been waiting for? Mm-hmm. And it kind of seems like these last two losses sucked the wind out of the entire momentum that we had there. Yeah, sure, maybe we'll stumble into the playoffs, but I can't anticipate us getting past the first round. Now, I'm hoping for the Heat that, you know, again, they've been mirroring each other the whole season. Hopefully, I'm not feeling this way about the Heat in about a week or two, but unfortunately, I kind of feel like they had me. This was their last opportunity to convince me as a fan that they were legitimate. And now these last two losses, I'm kind of back to like, we are who you thought we were.
Yeah. I mean, this, like I said, hate week is really going to tell us a lot about the Heat. Like I said, we can get really high and go 4-0. We can go 3-1 and still believe. You go 2-2. Once again, this is the time right now. Panthers, Heat, no more waiting around. You cannot play around. You have to take care of business. This is my thing with the Panthers. Okay, maybe you're playing a little bit better. Now you've lost two in a row. That's kind of a bummer. But you got to look at the teams that you might be facing in the playoffs. First of all, Boston. They're having an unbelievable season. Don't really want to face them. Saw what the Maple Leafs can do to you last night in your own place, on your own ice. That's not exciting. Dare I say the Tampa Bay Lightning? Okay, this year we've kind of owned Tampa Bay. Playoffs are a different animal. Not excited about that. Carolina Hurricanes. Now, we're all just in the East right now. We haven't even gone over to the West because, heaven forbid, we go all the way to the Stanley Cup. But the Carolina Hurricanes, not an easy out right there. New Jersey Devils, also very good. You get the Rangers tomorrow. We'll see how that handles. Even the New York Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins, if they make it in, they're going to be a tough one. So looks like the Panthers, they have their work cut out for them. Just looking in the Atlantic Division, the Bruins, the Maple Leafs, and the Lightning ahead of you. You could face any of them in the playoffs. I am not going in confident into any of those three teams with a 7-game series. Ooh, man, that's rough. But do you have faith in Paul Maurice and these Panthers? They have said it since the offseason. we're building to the playoffs. We're going to get in the playoffs, and we're built to play a different style of hockey. And when we get into the playoffs, you will see we'll be a tough team to deal with. I really, really, really hope so, because they're going to have some very, and there's no easy games in the NHL playoffs, but they're going to have some tall tasks ahead of them, which is going to be very interesting. Of course, we are going to get stoked up on the Panthers and hope they can get their winning ways going, as they are going to host the New York Rangers tomorrow at 5 o'clock over there at FLA Live Arena. Let's go to weather. Weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. If you are attending UltraFest this weekend, Marcos, if you're having a good time.
You know what? I want to see how the weather is outside.
Oh, Fig's going to do
that. Yeah, she's sparingly, Roy.
Let's do this. If you ask somebody at Ultra about midday, 3, 4 in the afternoon, what the weather's like, they're going to do what?
Honestly, I don't think they'll care unless it's sweltering hot. Yeah. That's the only thing. Like, if it's raining, they'll fall in love with it.
It's crazy.
J-Fig, what do we got?
Partly cloudy.
Partly cloudy? All right.
Cloudy.
Yeah.
Here
I'll say. I'll just say it's cloudy.
We're in El Portal.
There you go.
Little River.
There you go.
Little Haiti. Whatever you want to call it.
Whichever.
Miami.
One.
Yep. We're in Miami, actually.
I see no birds.
No birds.
There's no birds.
That's good. That's good.
I see an airplane that's going east.
Oh, okay.
Going towards
what does
the beach.
That mean, though?
Well, going to the beach.
You know what? It's probably going. You know what? I don't know.
Does the way an airplane, or just seeing an airplane in the sky, affect the weather in any way, shape, or form?
No, but Leroy, it affects, or it allows us to determine what direction the wind is blowing.
Right. Leroy's big about the wind. I'm glad he plays golf. So
that's the only reason why he's really serious about it. It's very strange.
The window's kind of hot. So
well, it's hot in here right now.
And it's extremely hot in here.
All right. So what? What
so
did you...
I'm going to go ahead and say it is a quite 84 degrees.
All right.
Would you say in weather terms today is kind of bodacious?
Wow.
No.
It is mostly cloudy, so it is.
I would say, yeah. When you say
right
partly.
Here, it is partly cloudy.
I mean, it's all in the definition, all in the eye of the beholder.
It's exactly. Like, how much?
I still see a lot of blue.
You know what I like about
these
Celsius?
It's the sky, J-Fig. You're going to see a lot of blue.
You know what I like about these Celsiuses? They're very inclusive. Zero sugar, although that's not very inclusive.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like they're not including sugar.
Gluten-free, not inclusive. Kosher, though.
Yeah, that's cool, I guess.
Where are you trying to get at? So tell me the actual weather, please, because people are here to know about the weather.
Yes, the weather, it is 85, mostly cloudy, winds 11 miles per hour from the southeast with a 14% chance of rain.
Headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The biggest story of them all right now, FAU defeated Tennessee 62-55 to advance to their first Elite Eight in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. They're going to take down the Kansas State. Ooh, I just forgot their name. I want to call them the Horned Frogs. I'm thinking of TCU. Kent State Wildcats.
Oh, I was going to say Jayhawks.
Because they downed Michigan State Spartans 98-93 in overtime. The game's going to be tomorrow at 6. UConn, they are the Huskies. They defeated the Arkansas Razorbacks. Okay. Hogs,
98-65.
Gonzaga Bulldogs.
Ooh, okay.
They buried the UCLA Bruins with a late 3, 79-76. But we're worried about today because it's all about the now. And it's all about the U. They're going to be taking on the Cougars of Houston.
Nice.
At 7:15.
He had to pause for that one.
I was trying to find what the Cougars city was. I don't know. 7:15 tonight. That's 7:15. You get a little bit of warm-up action, so you can go to Bob's Your Uncle Monday Neighborhood Dive Bar, start getting the beers going around 6:30 when San Diego State takes on Alabama. Alabama, the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. Can't wait for them to get their you-know-what beat. But nonetheless, get ready for that Canes game, 7:15. Then you get Princeton and Creighton. If it were a battle of academics, Princeton's got this, but Omaha's Creighton does have a good basketball team. I'm trying to throw it out there, Creighton, the Blue Jays, there from
Guys,
Omaha.
Guys, I went up.
What?
I went up. In
what
this,
does that mean?
In this group bracket, whatever.
Oh, nice. You're not at the bottom anymore?
I'm not at the bottom anymore. This makes me happy.
Excellent.
Princeton and Creighton, they tip off at 9. Then you got Xavier and Texas. They're going to be duking it out at 9:45. A lot of people have Texas as their team to beat in this NCAA tournament.
Ooh.
They are very good. They pistol-whipped Kansas a couple times this season. And then,
of course,
Arkansas pistol-whipped Kansas, too.
Wow.
Nonetheless, before all that, actually, you might want to go to Bob's Your Uncle right now or On the Rocks, my neighborhood dive bars, and just get ready for the Canes women's game. 2:30 tip off today against Villanova. That's going to be fun right there.
Right around the corner.
I think what I'm going to do when I get off the air, I'm going to go to the gym and watch it while I'm working out.
Wow, that's impressive.
Cool.
You can feel like you're one with the team.
I'm sure they're much better specimens than I, but nonetheless, you had that picture of Katie Meyer and Jim Larrañaga up yesterday, yeah, which was very interesting. I was very excited to see that. I did notice Jim Larrañaga was just running around campus. This is what I liked about most of the pictures they took with Jim Larrañaga. He was chopping it up with the students, but 9 out of 10 pictures, he's chopping it up with the female students. Jim Larrañaga, just,
you know why? Because he understands how good they've been in the tournament thus far, and he's trying to pick their brain.
There you go.
Smart man.
He's moving up in her bracket, so there you go.
I like it. Okay, wait, I got a question about the bracket, though. Like, how do you even, if you get one wrong, you're not eliminated? What is it? Like, who's ever closest?
I think
closest?
It's points. Each round points. You get points for how
you
many
get points.
Team, how many of your teams win. So, like, in the first round, every team that you have that wins, you get 1 point.
Nice.
In the second round, every team that wins, 4 points.
Yeah,
third round.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but if you, let's say you got it wrong in the first round, then there's a chance that the amount of points you're going to get later on is going to be less.
Exactly.
Because so you're not picking every week.
So yeah, so if you had Purdue winning the whole thing,
yeah, then you're.
It's not going to kill you in the first round, but in the long run, it's going to kill you because you can't get those points as the tournament advances because they're not going to be available to win.
Wow, that's kind of fun. If I would have known that was the rules, maybe I would have participated. I feel bad.
Wow, you're not in it.
I don't even know how to do it. I just found out.
Well, I didn't know either.
Yeah, but I thought you said this was your. I don't know that you're usually at the top or something like that.
No, I said this is my first time ever doing it.
Heard.
And in the first couple days, I was doing pretty well in the bracket. And then
it
decreased.
Just didn't. Yeah.
Maybe not doing well. Maybe doing well, depending on how the relationship was. Newly signed Dolphins receiver Braxton Berrios is said to have split with his reality TV star girlfriend, Sophia Culpa. Not Coppola. Okay. Sophia Culpa. That'd be a whole different relationship.
Wow.
Two started dating in 2020. I guess if you're a Dolphins fan, you just hope it doesn't affect his play on the field.
I think it will, positively. He's going to be focused.
Some people get really upset when relationships end. I'm the opposite. I get so excited.
I think he will have enough time.
Yeah. I mean, he's a professional, too, by the way.
Right.
Also very handsome.
Yeah. You're ahead of the
single
game.
Single man in Miami. Wow. Tough times. The Marlins are finishing up their final week of spring training tonight at 6:40. They face the Astros and open the season at home Thursday against the Mets. You guys are going to be out there for that.
Yes.
Marcos, apparently.
Most likely, maybe not.
Yeah, actually, I think
they're going to
say that it's a possibility still. I don't know.
No, it's a good chance.
It's a
good chance.
Right.
So.
You know what? We're going to be there even if we're not broadcasting from there. We're all going to just go and enjoy it as a family.
Exactly. So if you
want to
go ahead and find us.
Yes.
You can.
You guys are going to let everybody know what section and what areas you're going
to
be at?
Eventually,
yes.
We will get to that point.
We will be signing autographs if anybody likes. Mm-hmm. Me specifically.
I was wondering, does anybody sign and do autographs? I know they do because I've been to sports stores that have done it, but isn't it more about getting that IG picture and getting those likes nowadays as opposed to getting an autograph?
I do not do pictures. I only do autographs. I'm sorry. I'm bringing it back.
I do want to touch on this. Coco Gauff won her opening match at the Miami Open, defeating Canadian Rebecca Marino in straight sets. The Delray native also made her acting debut on Monday. CW drama All American Homecoming, which focuses on athletes at a fictional HBCU.
Oh, wow.
I love Coco Gauff. And when I say I love her as a person, as an athlete, as a figure.
Yeah, for sure.
She's my favorite tennis player. Maybe.
Is she?
Well, no, I don't know, man. Nick Kyrgios. I really do like Nick Kyrgios.
You do like that guy.
Are you my stream of thought? You do like him. Oh, yeah.
I have heard you talk about him, though.
No, I like him because he gets fired up, and he's interesting for the game, and he's fun to watch, and he starts drinking beers between matches.
Which is cool.
He drank a fan's beer one time. He's just like, hey, give me that, man. And he's fired up. Nah, he does have some drawbacks. His fieriness sometimes goes off the court and spills into his personal life. So there,
personal schmersional.
Kind of some of the stuff he did is not forgivable.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah. Don't want to get into too much of his personal business, but yeah. But I do like Nick Kyrgios a lot, but Coco Gauff's right up there with him. And that's the cool thing about golf. You don't even have to specify my favorite female or male tennis player. That's just straight up. Some people say the greatest tennis player of all time is Venus. Not Venus. I'm sorry about that. Serena Williams. Although Venus is pretty darn good, too.
Yep.
But it's one of those sports, beach volleyball.
Ooh.
Doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl. You're just good or you're not good.
That's tough, man.
That's one
of those Olympic sports. You were talking about Olympic sports that you normally wouldn't watch outside of Olympic season. beach volleyball, whatever the Olympics comes, or like normal volleyball too. It's intense, man. Those things get intense.
I'm in, man. I'm all in.
Yeah.
Want to show some love? The 35-0 Nova Southeastern Sharks outlasted Cal State San Bernardino 94-87 to advance to the Division II National Championship Saturday at 2. They're going to be playing West Liberty University
out of West Virginia.
That's quite a feat right there. If you can go 36-0 in a season and win,
that's impressive.
And win a national championship. It's gonna, and they used to show it on national TV. I don't know if they still do, but yeah, West Liberty University, as Marco said, is from West Virginia. So it's a clash right there. Lionel Messi scored his 800th goal for club and country last night in Argentina's 2-0 win over Panama. The match was a friendly. Marco said, if I'm one of the greatest players of all time,
yeah,
I'm not going to be competing in a friendly.
I changed my mind though, because he wanted 800.
Give me this. Yeah. The second you score that goal, you're out of there, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm like, I won't even finish the game. Let's say it's like the fourth minute, I am done.
Are you gonna sit on the bench and joke around with the guys?
No,
are you?
I'm hitting the showers, dude. I am out of here. 800 goals. I'm the best. Goodbye.
Yeah, I know. Cristiano Ronaldo, he's up there too, though.
Yeah, he's definitely up there, and I personally like Ronaldo better, but I understand that Ronaldo is like a LeBron or like a Greek freak. He was born a physical specimen. Mm-hmm. He should be succeeding at the level that he is due to, like, you know, his talent and his physical ability. Messi's like a short, little, normal-looking guy. For him to be as successful as he is, that guy's got to be good.
Absolutely great.
It's like, how the hell did he get here?
But of course, and there's an argument, the best soccer player, football player in the world,
yes,
is France's own Kylian Mbappe.
I was going to say Mbappe. Though.
Mbappe, a hat trick in the World Cup final.
Like, come on.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I thought he got the one at the very end. I thought in the last minutes of that extra time, I thought he got him.
Same.
I thought he, and I was sober, so you can't say like, oh, you're drinking, you're crazy. Yeah. France had two. Oh my goodness, it was crazy. But nonetheless, congratulations to Argentina. Well deserved.
Yep.
Very well deserved. Congratulations to Messi. You got your World Cup. Now you got to win another one, and you're not, because
800
goals. You already said you're not going back to another World Cup. I don't blame you. But Diego Maradona had two for Argentina. So just throwing that out there.
He cheated, though.
How did he cheat?
Hand of God.
Let's take a step into the day spa. A 29-year-old woman who posed as a high school student for 4 days says that she did so because she was lonely and longed for the days when she was popular in high school. You know what I'm thinking, Figgy.
What?
What are you thinking?
This is not the plot of Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh. Glad I leaned on you for that one.
Appreciate it.
So, if you didn't know.
Leaned wrong.
Never Been Kissed is basically Drew Barrymore she writes for a newspaper. That shows you it's probably an old movie. She writes for a newspaper. She goes back to high school to kind of like document the high school life. And then she like kind of falls in love with someone. Not a guy from high school, but nonetheless. And, you know, she ends up having the romantic high school dream of a relationship. My thing is this. If you want love and attention, don't fake like you're a high school student. Do what the rest of us do.
Yeah,
Tinder, Hinge, all those other great apps that you can go on your phone.
You'll find love there?
What about fitnesssingles.com?
Stop. Oh, no free promo.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. What? Wait, nothing wrong with the story?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know.
Yes.
Dan trying to find love on those apps.
Dan's a lover.
He's not a fighter.
My dude Clive just texted me, hate the hand of God.
I told you, man. He cheated. I don't know. It's an asterisk.
So there's another wrong.
So did she find love?
Did she?
No.
Or no.
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 She's getting
no.
sued.
Yeah, she's found herself.
You can't go amongst minors and parade around as them.
Sorry, how old was she again?
29.
29. Okay, so 29, go back to high school.
Just imagine me going back to high school. Yeah. Number one, I would not do that.
You would be so emo, though. It would be so awesome.
It's not that time anymore, though. I'd
also,
definitely be
no,
like, wow.
Why would I go back to school?
I wasn't popular in high school. Why would I go back to a time where I was less popular and just not very cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
I didn't want to fit in, and I didn't really want to stand out, so I was just doing my own thing, and it was fun while it lasted, but I'm not gonna go back to it. I have no reason to.
Where'd you go to high school?
I'm not saying anything.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, well, with that being said, plus or minus that, if you want, we're going to do some plus and minus next here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Cause girls is players too.
560 WQAM. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show. I am Dan Day. You can text in 305-567-0560. 305, text in. Fake news, Dan Day. Maradona has only one World Cup. I looked it up. That's true.
Whoa!
Now, this is the thing. And not to throw shade at the not living anymore.
Yeah.
They defeated England, and he had a great play in there, but he also had a handball that they didn't call, and he got a goal, and that kind of helped him win. So it was kind of a cheap win.
I'm
so
telling you.
I went from saying Maradona won two to now kind of degrading him down to zero World Cups.
Yeah,
my dude Clive, he's British, and he was like, yeah, he dribbled through the whole defense and scored a wonder goal. Yes, he did, but previously before that, there's no live footage of it, but everyone that was there said, oh yeah, that was definitely a handball.
I don't know.
Kind of a weird situation. So Maradona, we love you. I still think you're greater than Messi, but you're tied with Messi for World Cups. And that one World Cup you got against England, although you did have a great goal, you also had a goal that kind of broke the stalemate. And it was, let's say 87% of handball that he got away with.
No matter what, they're both great players for sure. But I do think that Mbappe, when it's all said and done, could possibly be better than both.
Too. I agree. I agree with that.
He's already been to two. He already has one.
Yeah.
And he damn near almost put this one on his back, too.
He darn near won that thing by himself.
Yeah, I think he won the MVP trophy.
No one else was playing for France. Griezmann, he decided to get subbed out. Benzema didn't even show up. Literally, yeah. Benzema did not show up a week after the World Cup, scores a goal with Real Madrid. Like, Benedict Arnold over there, nonetheless. Okay, it's not a plus one, minus one, it is point minus one. What we're going to do right now is we're going to hear some quotes from different people, and we're going to decide whether they are point or minus one. First one we got from, let's see. Let's go to Mick Cronin. Mick Cronin, of course, he is all about the college basketball scene. He was talking recently about the transfer portal. Let's give it a listen, and let's decide whether it's a point or minus one.
The dying words of every successful business is somebody sitting there saying, well, this is how we've always done things. And I would remind that to the new head of the NCAA.
So that right there is Mick Cronin. He's actually the coach of UCLA. He is all things college basketball, but he is the UCLA head basketball coach. Right there, Marcos, he's saying what Leroy said yesterday. The NCAA needs to figure out how to deal with this NIL because it is willy-nilly. It is crazy. Are you giving him a point or a minus one?
I got to hear. It's a short quote.
Yeah,
I got to hear it one more time.
The dying words of every successful business is somebody sitting there saying, well, this is how we've always done things. And I would remind that to the new head of the NCAA.
You know what? Not only am I actually going to give that a point, but I'm also going to give it Goosies.
Goosies.
I really feel like that's a quote that you can use outside of the NCAA.
Absolutely.
Any dying business the dying words of any successful business or any sort of successful operation, and you can apply this in other aspects of life, is, I guess, getting comfortable in a routine of some sort and thinking that you can do the same thing again and it's always going to work. In order to be successful in anything, you have to adapt. So I know he's complaining about...
If it is a dying business, I think you have to change things up.
Yeah. And like he said it, I know he's talking about the transfer portal, but I really feel like you can apply it to other aspects. So I'm going to give him a point for that one.
Transfer portal, NIL, all of those things. He's kind of just saying, you got to evolve. You have to get better. So I'm going to give him a point. And Fig, even though I know how you're going to vote, please officially let us know how you feel.
Don't know where my glasses are, but this is a point.
Okay. Point. Point. All right, let's talk about another head basketball coach at the college level. Michigan State's Tom Izzo. They took an L in overtime, although it was a very epic game against Kansas State last night. Now Kansas State has to face those FAU Owls. Fly, Owls, fly. But after the game, they kind of asked Tom Izzo about Kansas State and the game, and... he wasn't exactly showering them with praise.
Give them credit, but I mean, they banked in two shot clock threes. There were, and they made some big plays, but some of those plays weren't big plays. They were lucky plays.
Wow. Marcos?
Okay, so I'm kind of torn on this one because I did see the plays that he was talking about. There were some lucky plays for sure. And part of me feels like I'm actually happy to hear someone go up there and not have coach speak or say something that's like, you know, everyone played hard. I like the fact that he was up there and he was a little salty. But then at the end of the day, though, I just don't. You didn't credit the other team at all. You kind of just didn't say that they beat you. You say that you lost. And I'm going to have to give him -1 for that one.
-1.
I'm going to also have to go with a -1.
-1.
And I'll tell you why. Lucky plays count. Made baskets count. Missed baskets count. Bank shots count. Last I checked, at least. So to sit there and say, you know, and also to diminish Kansas State and everything they did in that game, to say, you know, a couple of players were just lucky. Luck counts. One time, I think it was an LSU-Alabama game, and I think LSU, the football team, missed three field goals. And they're like, well, we would have won if we'd have made those three field goals. Well, guess what? You didn't make the field goals. Guess what? Kansas State, albeit lucky, made the baskets. Bank shots. They count. So number one, to say they got lucky shots and they banked stuff in and everything, well, luck or no luck, bank shot, no bank shot, a made basket is a made basket. It counts. Also, they got themselves in that position to get lucky and make those baskets. And then to diminish what K-State did and really not even talk up your own team and say, you know what, our guys went out there and they fought hard. A couple breaks here and there, we could have won. We didn't get those breaks. Hats off to Kansas State. Maybe that is coach talk, and it is refreshing sometimes to hear a guy a little salty and a little angry and giving it like that. But to diminish what K-State did, I don't know. I don't like it. That's why I'm going to give Tom Izzo, albeit one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time, I am going to give him that -1. Fig,
-1.
How do you feel about it?
I actually want to hear it again.
Play it again?
Give them credit, but I mean, they banked in two shot clock threes. There were, and they made some big plays, but some of those plays weren't big plays. They were lucky plays.
Stop being salty. It's a -1.
-1.
I always like people that prep things. Give them credit, but it's like pat them on the back and punch them in the stomach at the same time. I don't like that. Just go out there and say, hit some lucky shots. They banked some shots. We should have won that game. I'm angry. I'm upset. I'm furious. My team's better. We deserve to win. Lost. But give them credit. Give them credit. Give them credit. Salty. A little salty. But you know what? It's okay. Just say, like, right now, I'm salty. I'm not going to lie. I felt as though we had every chance to win that game. Give them credit, though. So he makes everything okay by saying give them credit. No, it's just it's a bad way to be,
Tom. It's like saying no offense.
Yeah. Now, I like what they're doing, but you know, anytime they say, yeah, no offense, but he's my dude, but it's like, no, I don't know about all that. That's just, no. Now, Elijah Moore, he's headed to Cleveland. And you know what heading to Cleveland means? One day you may rub elbows with one Leroy Horde. Also means at this day and age, you're going to be playing with Deshaun Watson. Here's what Elijah Moore said about his newest teammate.
He's a legit quarterback. You know, it's someone that has been doing some amazing things around the league. You know, he has respect from everybody around the league. They talk really highly about him here, and they believe in him. And, man, with him being my quarterback, I believe in him too. You know, so I'm grateful to be one of his guys.
Elijah Moore talking about Deshaun Watson being elite, a great quarterback, somebody that he's going to be in the trenches with, maybe even in a dog hole with one day. If you listened yesterday, you know what that means. Marcos, are you going to give him a point or minus one?
Okay, look, regardless of whatever happened off the field, no one has ever debated whether or not Deshaun Watson was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I know he had a small sample size last year, so we don't know if he still has that same talent. But I'm still going to give Elijah Moore a minus one.
Minus one.
Because that was boring. Like, of course. A wide receiver going to a new team supports his quarterback. Real hot take there, buddy. Deshaun Watson's good. Another hot take Elijah.
He's coming from the Jets, so wouldn't take much to get an elite, by standards, elite.
Exactly. So he didn't say anything profound there. He as a wide receiver going to a better situation for him, he made all the right moves, and it was boring. So minus one to him.
Oh. Minus one.
I'm going to go the opposite route. I like him. He's ride or die right there. He's saying to Deshaun Watson, I respect him. I want to play with him. I think he's elite. We are going to be great together. What I really feel doesn't matter because that's not what you're asking. You're asking how I feel in front of a microphone. And he's going to stand up for this guy and give me, I give him that point right there. Like, very easy to make mention of other things and do other things, but that's not really what it's all about right there. In this situation, for him to sit there and say, I'm backing up my guy, he's elite, he's great, he and I are going to work together, we're going to be good, I like that ride or die mentality, I'm with him till the bitter end, and we're going to make it happen. His personal business is his personal business, but as teammates, he's elite, and we are going to make some very beautiful and wonderful things happen in Cleveland, of all places. Of course, when you're coming from the Jets, you had Zach Wilson last year, Mike White for a little bit. You had a really Joe Flacco. You had an iffy kind of quarterback situation. So to have somebody that is proven that can sling it around, you know Elijah Moore, even though he did get traded. He said it came out of nowhere. He said he couldn't be happier, and that's what you would expect from your wide receiver who's never played a day for you, is to just back up his guys. So I do like that, and I do give him a point. So now, Fig, it falls on you. You are the deciding factor all the time anyway. So it's not like the burden's any heavier, but we are at a stalemate. We are at a tie. You are going to decide whether what Elijah Moore said about Deshaun Watson being elite and backing up his QB1 is a point or minus one.
You know, we're also out of time to add to all of that, but I'm going to give it a minus one.
Minus one.
Real quick, why?
No.
Yeah, I like that. That's right. Hey, look, she's spoken. You know what, Dan? She spoke. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you, dude. The judge has spoken.
That's how we do it right there. Up next, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about buying wins. Very interesting here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
WQAM, Fun Friday. It's the weekend.
I see what you did there. Oh.
What are we listening to right now? I don't know. No, nonetheless, it is the weekend. It's a Friday show, but this is a bonus Friday. Like, it's a bodacious Friday because you don't just get men's NCAA tournament action.
True.
You get men's NCAA tournament action with the Miami Hurricanes in action against the number one seed Houston Cougars.
True.
But before that, you get women's NCAA tournament action. But not just women's NCAA tournament action. You get the Lady Hurricanes, Katie Meyer, the Cavender Twins, and that very talented team from Coral Gables taking on the four seed Villanova. That's a 2:30 game with the Lady 7:15 for the guys tonight. And when it comes to the Canes, they cannot be successful in the eyes of the rest of the country without something being a foul. Wall Street Journal they're a well-respected.
Never heard of them.
No, never heard of them? Okay. Well-respected news outlet. Can't call them a paper anymore. It's not 1990. News outlet. Headline, Miami boosters splashed the cash, and the Hurricanes have two teams in the Sweet 16. Saying straight up, only reason Miami's teams are in the Sweet 16 is because money and the NIL deals that the boosters gave. The Hurricanes' high-profile men's and women's basketball transfers, who signed lucrative endorsements in the offseason, are now key contributors in March. Had the Cavender twins up there. They were at Fresno State before this,
yep.
Mind you, the powerhouse that is Hannah and Haley. One of them scored 6 points in the win over Indiana, by the way.
Paid for that.
The men, let's look at these huge acquisitions the men's team had.
True.
Norchad Omir from Arkansas State.
Yeah.
Powerhouse right there. Took him from Duke. Just plucked him right out. Duke, North Carolina, the Blue Bloods. Nigel Pack, Kansas State. Although Kansas State's pretty good, nonetheless. I don't understand how when Miami is successful, it's because NIL, boosters, paying all this money. But when other teams are successful, they did it the right way. Even though it's a level playing field and everybody plays by the same rules. Why is it that you get a headline that says, Miami boosters splash the cash and the Hurricanes have two teams in the Sweet 16? Why is that, Marcos?
It's simple. It's Miami hate. That is the reason why the Hurricanes couldn't have done this through good coaching or, dealing with suspensions in the past and fighting through that. It can't be that they finally use the chip on the shoulder of all these other players to their advantage. It can't be that Katie Meyer and Jim Larrañaga have put together, a good game plan.
That's a great point. You are totally diminishing what Katie Meyer and what Coach Larrañaga have done.
Yep.
Totally diminishing them.
For sure. No, it's just money, apparently.
Okay.
No matter what South Florida does.
Well, yeah, and I know why.
Always.
I know why. It's obvious. It's obvious why. Because we have great weather, we have beautiful people, and we're what everybody else wants. That's why. But they make it sound like, why would someone want to go to Miami? I mean, it's a great private education school and get a great education, a great network in a beautiful part of the world on a beautiful campus with all types of things to do. South Beach, Coral Gables, Miami, downtown, Brickell, Wynwood. Why would an 18-year-old kid or a 20-year-old kid possibly want to go there? But they don't ask, why would someone that's 20-21 want to go to the middle of nowhere, Alabama, to Tuscaloosa, where there's absolutely nothing. There's not even an interstate exit. You have to get off the interstate, drive down a highway, then drive to this rinky-dink university with nothing around, and the bars also suck there, around a bunch of people that maybe aren't so beautiful or aren't so great. That's okay. They don't question that. No question. Why?
Jeez, Dan.
Why a five-star quarterback, Bryce Young, would want to leave California and go to the middle of nowhere, Alabama? Of course, he went there before the NILs, but he did get some NIL.
Yeah,
but then they question why someone would want to come to Miami. Oh, it's because of the money. It's because John Ruiz opened up his life wallet. It's ridiculous. Everybody is playing with the same set of rules. Everybody has the NIL deals set up. Everyone has the right to transfer to whatever school they want. And they make this narrative like Miami is Darth Vader, the evil empire, and they're just pillaging the best of the best players and just buying wins. That's basically what they're saying. They're basically saying University of Miami pillaging and buying wins. But everybody else doing it the right way. Everybody else.
Find that hard to believe.
Nope. Nowhere at Kansas State last night, they did everything the right way. They won. Gonzaga, they've done everything the right way. They don't do NIL deals there. They don't pay players. They don't do any of that stuff. Maybe they don't have as many transfers. Nope. Never mind Katie Meyer. Never mind Jim Larrañaga. Coaching like it's nobody's business. Doing a great job bringing teams together.
And this isn't an overnight thing. It's not like NIL existed and then all of a sudden we're rising to the top. This has been a slow and steady progress that you can definitely track
every year how much we've improved, even with all the sanctions.
Notice also, they weren't saying this about the football team when we were losing.
Yep.
How come it only applies to the basketball team? Oh, I know why. Because they're winning. Yeah, I'm sure Duke, North Carolina, those guys aren't doing NIL deals to get transfers and recruits. No, they're doing it the right way. But Miami, oh no, they're buying wins. Buying wins.
I think it was Winston Churchill's famous quote. They hate us because they ain't us.
It's true. It's true. And yeah. I've lived in other parts of the country, and I can tell you my best friend, Bo Boudreau, he hates the U.
What's his name?
Bo Boudreau. He's very Cajun.
I was going to say, that is the most Cajun.
And I'll be like, man, why do you hate the U so much? Like, cause I'll tell him, like, yo, man, I'm going to go and I'll get you a couple, like, shirts, some Dolphins stuff. He's like, oh, yeah, Dolphins gear, Heat gear, Marlins gear, Inter Miami, cool. I was like, what about the U? He's like, nah, I'm not going to wear that. I'm like, why do you hate the U? But back in the 80s, they did everything wrong. I'm like, dude, the 80s? Yeah, man. And then, like, you know, all the deals. And I was like, really, why do you hate the U so much? Well, because of the thug U, Catholics versus convicts. If that's the reason you're holding on to your hatred for you, that's a lot.
40 years ago.
Thank you, Marcus, for putting that in perspective.
So sorry.
But then it's the weather, and it's the, you know, we have to deal with a lot of other things at South Florida, and you guys have everything at your disposal in South Florida. You live the good life. Why should you also have a good basketball and football and athletic program down there? Why not?
Haters.
UCLA can have it. UCLA did everything right.
Yeah, no one hates on California.
No.
Never.
Why would you?
Bums.
And California, by the way, the initiators of the NIL, by the way, remember they passed the state law to do that? No one says that UCLA, although they did lose last night, no one says, oh, UCLA, look at that, buying their way to the Sweet 16. Because the men's and women's team for UCLA both made it to the Sweet 16, by the way. There's no article, not a one, about UCLA. And I'm pretty sure UCLA got some recruits and some transfers on their team also. But no, it's the Cavender twins. That's the reason why we're pillaged. And that's the other thing. Like we said, it makes it sound like we're going to Duke and North Carolina and UCLA and all the blue bloods and just buying off their players. We're getting guys from Arkansas State. Girls from Fresno State. Fine wins, Sweet 16s. And remember, we heard the coach from Ohio saying that the other day, like, oh, I guess paying $800,000 will get you a win in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. No way. It costs way more than that.
Yeah. Come on, man. Give us some credit.
Like, $800,000. That's what we reported.
It's been millions. Buying wins. Let me ask you this. If it's that easy,
yeah,
why don't more teams do it? Why is it just Miami? Well, because we're the only people that'll stoop to that level. Is that what we're saying?
If you broke, just say that, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, out of all the college teams in the whole country that are thirsty for wins, that'll do anything to win, they won't do that. We're the only program that's willing to give NIL deals to transfers and recruits. Is that what the Wall Street Journal is also kind of hinting at right there?
I'm telling you, I don't know who this Wall Street Journal is, but they ain't going to make it.
it boggles my mind that you could legitimately release an article, Miami Boosters Splashed the Cash. And the Hurricanes have two teams in the Sweet 16. The Hurricanes' high-profile men's and women's team. I dare this guy, outside of the Cavender twins, to name a player for either team, by the way.
Yeah.
Basketball transfers, who signed lucrative endorsements in the offseason and now key contributors in March. Yeah. Now, the Cavender twins, they did apparently get the university in some trouble. They're going to be, the women's team will be on suspension because Katie Meyer apparently facilitated a meeting between the Cavender twins and John Ruiz. They're getting punished for it.
Which is dumb. We're getting punished because we're Miami.
Yeah,
I promise.
Exactly. I'm sure there's no other country, no other coach in the whole country that in some way facilitated recruits or transfers meeting with a booster. Nobody. It was just Katie Meyer. Katie Meyer is the one and only coach that did that and that would possibly do something like that. And you know why she's the only one that would do that? Marcos, take a good guess. Oh, no, actually, Fig, take a good guess. Why Katie Meyer is the only coach in the country that would facilitate that.
Why is that?
Why is that, Dan?
Marcos.
I feel like you.
Marcos, take a guess. Take a wild guess.
Because she's from Miami.
No! That's the reason?
That has to be the reason.
That's the reason.
You know how they get down there.
no morals.
Is that the reason?
That's the reason. Okay. Okay. Maybe we should just embrace it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. You know what? Let's double down. Let's just start saying if you guys are broke, we'll start where we spend money. We'll become like Money Mayweather. When he went from Pretty Boy Floyd to Money Mayweather, that's who we are now.
You want to be a poor college athlete?
Yeah.
Not in the spotlight?
Yeah. Where's Ultra at this weekend? In Tuscaloosa?
Bored out your mind? Playing the right way? Or do you want to come down here to South Florida?
Yeah.
Make a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Live the good life.
Go to 11.
Come on out. We'll take care of you at the U. NCAA, do your best. Wall Street Journal, do better.
They ain't going to make it.
Headlines next, 560 WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.